Hello guys, welcome to another episode of Simplified Spaces. Today we're tackling a topic that affects all of us, changing our shopping habits. We're diving into how we can retrain ourselves, set financial goals, find happiness outside of the material things, and practice contentment. And to make this discussion more engaging, I have a special guest with me. Welcome, Ayana.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here because honestly, I struggle with impulse buying and shopping out of habit. So I have a lot of questions for you today.
That's great. Let's get into it.
Let's start with breaking bad shopping habits. How can we retrain ourselves to be more mindful consumers?
Well, to begin with, it's all about awareness. The first step is tracking your spending for a month. Identify your patterns. Do you shop when you're stressed, bored, or out of habit? Once you're aware, set rules for yourself. For example, implement the 24-hour rule, where you wait a day before making a purchase. Also, unsubscribe from marketing emails and limit social media ads.
That makes sense. I know I buy things just because they're on sale. Any tips for avoiding that trap?
Ask yourself, would I buy this at full price? If the answer is no, you probably don't need it. Another trick is to calculate the cost in terms of hours worked. If a $50 item costs you 5 hours of work, is it really worth it?
Many people want to save money, but struggle with actually doing it. How can setting financial goals help?
Goals give you a reason to say no to unnecessary purchases. Set short-term goals and long-term goals, like saving for a trip or building an emergency fund. Use budgeting apps or a simple spreadsheet to allocate spending categories. A good rule is the 50-30-20 rule. 50% for your needs, 30% for your wants, and 20% for savings.
I really love that idea, but what if I feel deprived while saving?
Balance is key. Give yourself a fun budget so you can still enjoy small treats without guilt. Instead of cutting out everything, prioritize what truly brings value to your life.
Thank you. Many people shop to feel better. How can we shift our mindset to find joy beyond material things?
Well, that's a big one. Shopping gives a short-term dopamine boost, but it doesn't lead to lasting happiness. Instead, focus on experiences, spending time with loved ones, hobbies, or nature. Journaling gratitude daily can also help shift your focus to what you already have.
So basically, what you're saying is replace shopping with something more fulfilling?
Absolutely. When you feel the urge to shop, redirect your energy. Go for a walk, call a friend, or engage in a creative activity.
How can we practice contentment in a world that constantly tells us to buy more?
Well, it's all about shifting your perspective. Remind yourself that marketing is designed to make you feel like you're missing out. Appreciate what you already own by decluttering and using things mindfully. A helpful exercise is a gratitude inventory list. Things you love about your life that money can't buy.
I like that. But let's be real. How do we handle occasional splurges without guilt?
Be realistic. Treating yourself occasionally is fine. The key is intentionality. Plan for it instead of making it impulsive. If it aligns with your values and brings real joy, enjoy it without guilt.
This has been such a helpful conversation. My biggest takeaway is that changing shopping habits isn't about deprivation, but about making intentional choices.
Absolutely right. It's about being mindful and ensuring that what we bring into our lives adds real value. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to try some of these tips.
And to our listeners, what are your shopping habits like? Let us know your thoughts and join the conversation. See you next time on Simplified Spaces.